Okay, thank you. It's good to be here this morning. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord, the good night's rest He gave us, and waking us this morning. Let's come to the house of God today. It's certainly good to be here. I just reminisce a little bit. Days gone by when we got to come by Brother Hall, and it's good to be able to come back and see the work still going, the radio still going out over the airwaves, and God still blessing, and people still coming to church. Amen. Most places we go to, a lot of folks has fell by the wayside, and we preached here some time ago over in North Carolina, in Andrews, North Carolina. A little church had 13 on Sunday morning, 11 on Sunday night, and it seemed like that's the way it is when you get out in the country a lot. But good to see you here this morning in the house of God. What a blessing it is. And you know, it's nothing special we do per se, but the grace of God. God expects us to come together at His house. He certainly does. And so I'm thankful that He saved me at a young age and put me in the family of God and is going to take me to heaven here in just a little while. What a blessing that is. Good to see Brother and Sister Kallenbach. We appreciate letting us come by, Brother, and get to see them. And they've been a blessing to me and my wife over the years, their family, and just thank the Lord for him. And so I'm going to try to cut my time short this morning so he'll cut his in short, and then we could go eat. I didn't eat no breakfast this morning, so I'm kind of hungry. Amen. Do you love the Lord this morning? Amen. I mean, he's got a red Bible in your hand. Amen. If it ain't R-E-D, it ought to be R-E-A-D. Got a Bible in your hand, it ought to be read. If you ain't ashamed of it this morning, a King James Bible, I just hold it up, rattle the page a little bit. The devil serve notice on him, trade your Bible in. One of them perverted books, amen. He's talking a lot of people into trading it in for one of them perverted books. I want you to turn this morning, if you will, to the book of Psalm 63. I'll read a verse or two there, and then in book of John, chapter number 20, I'll read a verse or two there. And bring the little thought I feel like the Lord has placed upon my heart this morning. Is that on? All right. Psalm 63. If you found your place, say amen.
Amen.
Psalm 63, verse number 1. Psalmist said, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. Why? Look in verse number 2. To see thy power, thy glory as I have seen it in the sanctuary.
Amen.
And so we'll leave off reading there. Then in the book of John, chapter number 20, verse number 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. In other words, other disciples saw Jesus. Right. They come back telling Thomas, and jumping up and down rejoicing, saying he's alive.
Amen.
Verse number 25, the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said, Thomas said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Sounds like a lot of people in our day, don't it? And after 8 days, again, his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus to the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. That's us, amen. I ain't seen him with my natural eye, but I believe because what I found in the Word of God. You can be seated. May God add His blessings to the reading of His precious Word. I want to take a little phrase out there in Psalms 63, verse number 1. And the psalmist said, O God, thou art my God. And then there in the book of John, chapter number 20, when Jesus come to Thomas and come right through the door, didn't even have to open the door, went right through Thomas. He said, Thomas, reach hither, have thy hand, of thy fingers, and put it in my hand. And he said, thrust your hand into my side. Thomas didn't have to touch him, but Thomas said, my Lord and my God. And so I want to use those phrases this morning, how those two verses, if God help me, and preach on this thought, I guess my God, your God. And so there's a lot of people, Brother Shepherd, that's got a lot of gods today. Everybody's got some kind of God that they'll take and try to worship. They've got some kind of God that they'll take and they'll try to serve. They've got some kind of God that they'll follow after. They've got some kind of God that they'll try to tell people about. But I'll tell you, Psalmist David said, he's my Lord, O Lord, thou God, thou art my Lord. Judge Thomas said there in the book of John, when Thomas saw him, he said, he's my Lord and my God. And so I'm thankful as this morning that I can stand and say and lift my hands toward heaven, that he's my Lord and my God. Amen. And so somebody said, well, preacher, why do you say, is my God your God? Because some people that say that they've got God, that's not my God. My God won't let me do some of the things that a lot of people's doing, and they say that they know God, I guess, their Savior. And so there's a lot of little gods, little g's out there that a lot of people has taken and fallen after, serve Him, worship Him. But I'll tell you, I'm thankful for the true and the living God that's able to take and save people and put them in the family of God. I say praise the Lord this morning that we've got a God like that. And so they either serve in the true and the living God or they're serving the false God. And the majority of the people are just serving the false God. I read an article here, Brother Kallenbach, back a few days ago, I said one of the fastest growing religions in the world today, I guess the Muslim religion, they've got one, I think about 1.6, 1.7 billion, I'll tell you, Muslims in the world today, but I'm telling you, they're falling after a false God. I'll tell you, if they deny the Lord Jesus Christ, it's the only begotten Son of God, the Savior of the world, they cannot take and know my God. I'll tell you the way that I know my God. Amen. And so, let me share a little bit about my God. My God is a perfect God. Amen. I'll tell you, I got saved by the grace of God. I'm not looking for another God. He's a perfect God. Amen. That means if He's perfect, you won't find no fault with my God, Brother Hall. I read there in the book of Luke, chapter number 23, and verse number 4, when they brought Jesus for Pilate, and Pilate said in verse number 4, I said, I find no fault in Him. You won't either. Amen. I looked in verse number 14, and He said the same thing the second time. After He took and examined Him, He said, I find no fault in Him. And praise God, you won't either, because He's a perfect God. I say, praise the Lord. The third time in verse number 22, I looked at Him, and He says, I find no fault of death in Him, Brother Bell. What He said still, He says, a perfect God, I find no fault in Him. I said, praise God this morning, He is a perfect God, and you won't find no fault in Him. Amen. You have to look at me, you'll probably find some. I'll tell you, but you won't find many. I say, praise the Lord. I said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. If you could see what He done inside of me, you'd see a perfect vessel. Amen. But I'm telling you, He's a perfect God. You won't find no fault in Him. Amen. Now watch this. As I read the scripture there, Sister Hall, look what David said. He said, "Oh God, thou art my God." He knew who's talking about. And Thomas said, he said, "My Lord and my God." Can I tell you, he's a personal God. When I got saved, that's almost 55 years ago, Brother Hall, he went home with me. He's a personal God. I've had people, Brother Kallenbach, I say, "Won't you leave that religion? I get inside of church." I said, "Sorry, I can't. He's promised me. He'd never leave me. He'd never forsake me. Thank God where I go, he goes." Amen. I said, "Hallelujah. He's a personal God." He sure is. Oh, praise His name this morning. Is my God your God?
Amen.
Well, not only is He a perfect God and a personal God, but watch this, He's a peculiar God.
Yes, sir, He is.
That word peculiar, it bothered me when I first read that, but I got to looking at the meaning of that word peculiar, that means special. Our God's a special God, amen. He's a special God. He's a peculiar God. That word peculiar means not only is He special, but He's a unique God. He's the only one. I like that, praise God. I'm a tell you, the world tries to take and model after Him, but you can't. He's the only one, amen. That means that He's an unusual God. Oh, praise His name this morning. I'll tell you, so unusual that nobody I can take and make another God like Him. He's the only begotten Son of God, amen. He was peculiar in His birth.
Yes, sir, He was.
Born of a virgin.
Yeah.
Modernists can't take and comprehend that.
Right.
He was unique. In His life. Listen, I gave Him at 12 years old. He's talking to the lawyers and the doctors. And they said, "How can a man know these things?"
Right.
Had never been to school. I said, praise God, He is the school.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He is the Word. I want to tell you, at 12 years old, he was unusual. He was peculiar. And then His life, He took and fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That's peculiar. Somebody said, "Hey, how can a man do that?" Because He's God. I'm telling you, I took 5 loaves, 2 fishes. I began to break it and breathe upon it and bless it and fed 5,000 men plus the women and the children. I want to tell you, that's peculiar.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And then, I'll tell you, open the blinded eyes and call the crippled out of take and walk and the dead raised. Praise God. I'm telling you, that's peculiar. And watch this, when an old sinner gets under conviction, listen and humbles himself down and calls upon that name and believe and trust in Him, He changes him from a sinner to a saint. I'll tell you, just the moment they take me, that's peculiar. But that's the way it does. Amen. That's the way He does. So do you know my God is your God?
Right.
Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." And so, Brother Shepherd, I thought, let me give you this one, and I'll take and hasten on and give you the message. I'll take and be done. Watch this. Not only is he a perfect God and a personal God, thank God He'll go home with you. He's peculiar. He's done some peculiar things. Again, my life, and He's you. The day wouldn't be long enough for me to tell you some peculiar things that He's done for me. But watch this. Not only is that, but He's a pure God. I said, praise God.
Yes.
Listen, He's a pure God. That means that He's a holy God.
Yes.
That means, listen, that He's an unmixed God. He ain't going to take and mix with anybody else. We was out in Panhorn, Texas, Brother Bailback, listen, a few years ago, doing a 2-week gospel meeting, trying to get an independent Baptist church started there, back in Panhorn, Texas. And we was out knocking on doors and passing out tracts in John and Romans. I think we passed out about 60,000 in that little town, Brother Shepherd. And this one time, me and another preacher knocking on doors, and there's a lot of cars that's around this one place. And so we knocking on the doors, and they invited us in, a bunch of women. And what it was is a bunch of Church of Christ. I'll tell you, somebody said, "You oughtn't call any names." I'm telling you, if they ain't ashamed ashamed to believe in it. I praise God, I ain't ashamed to preach against it, amen. And so, we got to talking to them about that, and they was telling us how the water washed our sins away, and we got to tell them about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what one of them said. They said, well, when we go in the water, I said, as blood mixes with the water, and we come out, I said, hey, there's one thing about it. His blood ain't a mixing with nothing. That's a pure blood, because He's a pure God. He's a pure Savior. He's a pure God. He's not mixing with anything. Amen. Here, back several months ago, I was reading an article about Muslims, I'll tell you, taking and wanting to take and mix with that. If their God, is such a big God, why do they want to take and try to mix our God with their God? I'll tell you, because their God is a fake God. He's a phony God. He's got flaws. And our God is a pure God. He ain't mixing with nothing. Amen. And so they come up with this thing, that the Christians can mix with Islam and call it what is it? Chrislam. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to make up. And I said, that might sound good. A bunch of modernists and false religion. But I'll tell you, according to the Word of God, He ain't a mixing. Yeah, I praise God. Never has, never will. I say, praise His name. I'm thankful that I can call Him this morning my Lord and my God.
Yeah, man.
Can you do that today?
Right.
A lot of people are saying it, but the only way you can really do it is to be born again.
Amen.
And that's where a lot of people's failing. Like in our day, they failed to get born again. I want to tell you, my wife was a lost church member, Brother Colin Bach, and I'll tell you, when she was younger, she got all them pins for not missing and doing all them. But praise God, in 1974, we went to church on Saturday night. Usually it's out running that 70 Chevelle up and down the road, shifting them gears and squeaking tires. But somehow or another, we went to the old Baptist church out in the city that's the Somerset, Kentucky, on Saturday night, and Brother Shepherd's sitting back in the back of the house. I found out what was missing in my life. I let some, thank God, call it rededicating. I said, I found what was missing in my life, and God straightened me out.
Amen.
And then it wasn't long after revival broke out. I let some fellow from Indiana come preaching. I let some, and my wife got under conviction. I'll tell you, and she come home, Brother Bale, and sat down that little black chair beside the door. I was just as happy as I could be. Had tears running down her face. And I said, what in the world's the matter with you? And she said, them people at church has got something I ain't got. I said, what? And she said, them people at church has got something I ain't got. I said, praise the Lord at this point. I'm glad I see people has got something that the world don't have.
Amen.
Tuesday night, the same thing. I let some people shout and praising God. I come home. I let as happy as I could be. And she shut down the chair, and tears are still streaming down her face. I said, what's wrong with you? She said, them people at church, I've got something I ain't got. Wonder how she could tell that, Brother Hall. You can't tell that much today, can you? If you was at Walmart, could somebody see you have something they ain't got?
Amen.
That's the way it ought to be, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's the way it used to be. That's the way it was in 1974.
Right.
And so, along about Thursday night, I'll tell you, that old preacher preached so hard, he didn't have a dry thread on him. His lips were purple and white around the mouth. And I'll tell you, he come back through there, where we was at, Brother Shepherd, and I don't know what he said. I don't remember what he preached on, but he handed his hand out. I'll tell you, asked my wife something, and tears were streaming down her face, and she made her way to an old-fashioned altar. And thank God, when she went home that night, she still had tears running down her face. But it's different kind of tears. She was happy as I was.
Yeah,
I want to tell you, I said, thank God for a pure God that's able to take and help us through this life's way.
Yeah,
where we can be happy again, the Lord.
Yeah,
you happy this morning?
Yeah,
I think God's people ought to be HAPPY, don't you? Happy, happy, happy.
Amen.
And so that's what God will do for you. Now, let me get in the message and I'll be done. I ain't got a watch or anything, but I said I was going to cut it short. And so let me give you three or four things this morning. Brother Bell, I've had people ask me, they say, how do you know that He's your God?
Yeah.
If you say that He's your God, how do you know that He's your God? You ever had anybody ask you a question like that? And most of the time, the people out there in the world, I'll tell you, young men, most of the time, people out there in the world, they'll ask you a stupid question. I'll tell you, because they don't know no better. And they'll ask you, if He's your God, how do you know that He's your God? How can you call Him your God? How can you know down deep inside that He's your God? I say, praise the Lord. I tell you, if this Word of God will tell me I'm lost, it'll tell me I'm saved. Amen. I said, praise the Lord. If it'll tell you one thing, it'll tell you another. If it'll tell you you're going to heaven, you ought to shout that you ain't going to hell. Amen. If it'll tell you ain't saved, you better get saved. Amen. If you ain't saved, you can't go to heaven. But if you ain't get saved and you can't go to heaven, there's only one other place you go to, and that's the awful place that's called hell. And so if it'll tell you lost, I will tell you get saved.
That's right.
Amen. And so let me give you two or three things this morning. I'll take me down. Watch this. Somebody said, preacher, how do you know that He's your God? Well, the first thing you know, because He brought me out of deadness. I'm not dead anymore, praise God. I'll tell you, I'm much alive this morning. I've been told my wife how to put me away, Brother Hall. If I have to go by the way of the clods, one fellow said, by the way of clouds or clods, don't make no difference. Praise God, it does with me. Listen, I don't want to be put. I can, but if I have to, I done told my wife how to put me away.
Yeah.
She said, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I said, if something happens to me, that death overtakes me. Anybody said anything about me being dead, tell them they're lying.
Yeah.
I'll be more alive then than I am right now.
Amen.
To be absent from the body, be present with the Lord. Amen. I say, praise God. But I said, don't leave me at the funeral home. Take me back to church. Praise
Amen.
God. That's where I spend most of my time. I said, hey, listen, and when they put me in a casket, I don't let them put me in like anybody else does. I said, thank God, fold your hands over you. I said, I won't like that. I let them put my hands on my head and put me a King James Bible back in my hand. Amen. And take me back to church. I let them preach, shout, sing, praise God until they get so tired they can't. And when they take and put me in the cemetery, don't let them put me in like they do everybody else. I said, praise God, make them dig that hole deep. I put me in on my feet and turn me towards the east. Amen. Hey, she's look about like y'all do. She said, you're crazy. I said, they won't do that. And Brother Hall, we was at a funeral, went to the cemetery. I got that funeral. I said, hey, I come over here a minute. I said, I'm going to ask you something. And she's sitting there shaking her head. I said, this is the way I want to be put in the ground. He said, yes, sir. I said, we can do that. I said, praise God, if you pay for it, I get what you want. Amen. I want to tell you, I'm no longer dead. Watch it in Ephesians chapter 2. I said I was once dead. I didn't trespass and sin. But when He saved me, He quickened me and made me alive. I say on the inside, I'm not dead anymore. Sometimes I might look like I'm dead. And sometimes I might feel like I'm dead. And sometimes I might walk around like I'm, but I ain't dead anymore. I said, praise God. I'll never be dead in trespass and sin anymore. He brought me out of deadness. I said, praise the Lord, amen.
Yes, amen.
That's one way I know He's my Lord, my God.
Yes, sir, amen. That's right.
You've been made alive.
Amen.
I say, praise the Lord. I'm thankful that He took and made me alive. I can heal. Amen. Well, I ain't got no watch, but I do have a phone when it works. Sometimes in show, I thought the first thing, this is how I know, Brother Ricky, this is how I know, that He's my Lord and my God. I'm no longer in deadness.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Second thing, I watch this. I'm no longer in darkness.
That's right.
Oh, praise God. Now listen, when he is alive, watch this, when he saved me, he brought me out of deadness, and he brought me out of darkness, and put me in the marvelous light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I said, praise God for the light that he put us in, and I no longer walk. I don't know about you, but I don't like darkness. Brother, we're living in a dark, wicked time.
Yes,
Brother Hall, I tell you, we're living in a demonic time.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, people don't believe. I get demons. I don't think a child of God I can be demon possessed, but we can be oppressed. But I'll tell you, if you've ever seen anybody with a demon, listen, you'll never forget it. And you see the next one, you'll know it. I'm telling you, you will. And so we're living in a dark, dark time, a demonic time. I'll tell you, when people is doing some things that we've never heard of before. I was telling Brother Shepherd, we was reading a paper there at the motel day before yesterday, whenever we got there, and my wife was reading the article, there's a fellow, I think, in Arizona, Arkansas, somewhere out there, decapitated his dog, decapitated his wife, and I'll tell you, gouged his eyes out. I'm telling you, that's demonic. I read an article here a few days ago, where that young lady, I'll tell you, across from the church, was screaming and hollering and plucking her eyes out and holding them in her hand, and before they could get to her, she got the other one out and held them in her hand, and when they called EMS, I'm telling you, it took six people out of tank and put her on a gurney. I'm telling you, we're living in a dark, dark time.
Yes,
I was preaching a meeting last fall over there pretty close to the house, and I'll tell you, there's a little old boy trying to talk to me, and I can't, my wife said I'm hard of hearing, and they say I need hearing aids, but anyhow, one day after a while, praise God, I'm going to get me some ears, where I won't have to worry about it anymore. Yes, sir. And so this little boy come up to me after Brother Bale, after service, trying to talk to me, and I can't understand it. And listen, if you're trying to tell me about this modern technology, listen, I don't understand it. I don't understand about Xbox. I don't understand about these games that these kids are playing. But listen, I couldn't understand what he's saying. And his dad, I was standing there, sitting on the front seat out here in the church, and his dad was standing there, and he said he's trying to tell you about a game that he plays all the time. I said, what? He said he's trying to tell you about a game that he plays all the time, and said all he does is kill policemen. And he said this is all he talks about, is wanting to kill policemen. I want to kill policemen. That's all he talked about. I said unto God, listen, who in the right mind, our parents would take and buy something like that for the kids to sit around, spend their time all day, and their spare time playing a game like that, and all they want to do is talk about killing a policeman. That's in church. If it's that bad in church, imagine what it'd be up there.
Yes, sir.
But thank God, I'm glad. Listen to me this morning. I'm glad I no longer walk in darkness. The Bible said that men love darkness rather than light.
That's right.
I tell you, I don't like it too good when it gets dark. When I'm home, I turn the lights on.
Yep.
My wife said, you're wasting electric. I said, not me. Praise God, if I got three lights in the kitchen, I turn all three of them on.
Yeah.
She said, Brother Hall, she said, I can't hardly sleep with the lights on. Like praise God, she's got used to it now. I leave one in the kitchen on all the time. Hey, we got one of them salt lights. I beside the bed every now and then. I reach over and turn it up a little bit for it to pull out a little more light. Listen, naturally, I don't like darkness. But thank God, that I no longer walk in darkness spiritually, because my Lord and my God, He brought me out. He brought me out of deadness, and He brought me out of darkness. I'll tell you, I never walk in the dark anymore.
Amen.
Amen. That's enough to shout about.
Yes, sir.
Maybe we ought to call for recess and go out there and do some racks and reels.
Amen.
Out beside the road. You ever done any? Praise God. Hallelujah. If he's your stinky friend, you ought to do something every now and then. That'd be a good way to witness to people. Praise the Lord. I've got to hurry now. Watch this. This is how I know He's my Lord and my God because he brought me out of deadness and he brought me out of darkness. What's this, brother? And he brought me out of deception. Thank God I'm no longer deceived. We're living in a day, I tell you, where so many is so deceived, they don't know what to believe, they don't know where to come to church or stay away from church, they don't know what Bible to take and get. Thank God they just won. Listen, Brother Kallenbach, they don't know. Listen, what's right, what's wrong, they don't know anything. I'll tell you about the virgin birth. I'll tell you, hey, so many people is deceived. You know the reason why? Because the little god of this world, the devil, listen, his main sword, people's confused and deceived, and they don't know. And we've got church members over around there, where we live, our neck of the woods, listen, they deceived, as a fellow said, as a termite, a yo-yo. They don't know whether they're going up and down, back and forth, or rolling over. No, I'm telling you, listen, so many is deceived back in the day we live. Yes, but the Bible tells us that in the last days, perilous times, yes, I shall come. Watch this, and it's going to wax worse. I let some deceiving and been deceived, and so many today has been deceived.
Yes, sir.
Right. Now they tell me a president got saved. I don't know. One fellow told me one time, said, I don't know about that. Said he sure using some bad language.
Yeah.
Well, if you saw me before I got back in church in 1974, you probably wouldn't thought I was saved either.
Right.
But I don't know. I've heard, I know, supposedly, Vice President Mike Pence is supposed to be a saved man.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know if you've ever met him or not, Brother Mark Barnes, Matt Barnes, there, the chaplain at the Capitol of Indiana, used to go into him, and I'd talk with him, said he'd go in, talk with him, have prayer, Bible study with him, and when he's getting ready to take and match up with Trump for Vice President, said he was in there praying with him and said he started walking out and said he told him to come back. And he said, I'm going to need more prayer now than ever before. Said, you pray for me.
Amen.
I praise God. I'm telling you, it's a wicked place out there in the White House.
Yes,
but thank God the light can shine.
Amen.
I said, God can fix it while the light will shine. Hey, that those walking in darkness, I can make the way out to the foot of the cross.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, we've got so many people deceived. They don't even know who is God and who's not God. But I'm glad I know.
Amen.
Thomas said, Brother Hall, I'm talking about one of the 12. I listen, they put him in the tomb. I listen, he was dead. I'm telling you, our Lord and Savior was dead. They didn't take his life. He gave his life.
Amen.
And the last time he saw him, they put him in the tomb in grave clothes and sealed a stone up.
Amen.
But now, they come back and say, woo, woo, we saw him, he's alive.
Amen.
Thomas said, I ain't going to believe that.
Yep.
He might like some of them people over in Bronston. He said, I ain't going to take and believe it until I see it. And I'm putting my, we've got some people like that.
Yes, sir.
Until I put my fingers in his hand and thrust my hand in his side.
Yep.
And so 8 days later, 8, numerology of the Word of God, new beginning.
Yes.
Thank God it's a new beginning for Thomas.
Amen.
And hey, he said, my hand and my side.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to touch him.
That's right.
As he said, you're my Lord and my God.
Amen.
He wasn't deceived anymore, was he?
Amen.
Right.
Praise God. Watch this, sir. I ain't been deceived about my Lord and my God and my Savior and my salvation since I've been saved.
Amen.
Now, sometimes the devil might bother me a little bit with it.
Sure.
Like I was preaching yesterday, I'm glad I got a place I can take him back to.
Right,
he might, Brother Kallenbach, he might bother me for a little while. But thank God I can take him back after that last Sunday night of July 1963. I sent the second seat back to the front. That's where God saved me and changed me and brought me out of darkness and deadness and deception and set my feet on a solid rock. Establish my goings, put a song in. Woo! I'll tell you, what a Savior! He brought me out of deadness and darkness and deception.
Amen.
But watch this, he brought me out of defeat.
Yeah.
Some people say, I don't know if we're going to make it or not. But praise God. Listen, the battle's already been won. I said, praise God, when he said it's finished, and he come forth. Listen, ascended back to the Father. Brother Hall, I thank God this morning. I'll tell you what God done for us. Done something for us. The battle's already been won. I'll tell you, we're in victory. We're not defeated. I know you're not supposed to get too excited. I'll tell you on Sunday morning. But thank God when I realize what he's done for me and how he's blessed me. We got victory. Oh. You see, you're God. I'm glad I can say he's my Lord, my God. We might fight some battles, but we'll never be defeated.
Amen.
He's got victory.
Amen.
And sometimes over around home, most of them sing out that old redback church hymn, and they'll say, turn to page 120. Praise God, we're going to sing Victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
And to hear them sing, you wouldn't think they had much victory. But I'm telling you, listen, whether we say it or not, I tell you, we have victory today.
Yeah,
we're no longer defeated.
That's right.
No longer defeated.
That's right.
Ain't that wonderful?
Yes, sir.
This morning, I don't know why I'm preaching so much over here. I'll get on this side and preach a little while. I'm going to tell you, God has done so much for us. And I know sometimes, preacher, we're living in bad times and troubled times, and if you just don't know what I'm going through, I said, praise God, stand in line. We all go through things. But I'm not defeated. And I'm not dead anymore. And I'm not walking in darkness. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm not deceived. I'm not looking for another God, for another Savior. I've listened when He saved me. He satisfied me.
Amen.
He satisfies. Amen. Well, let me give you one more, and I'll be done. Let me see what I've done with my phone. I got to studying about it, and I thought, Lord, Could you show me something else in the Bible that I could tell people the reason why I know you're my Lord, my God? Now, I know that's enough. But it might take a little bit more, Brother Kallenbach, to convince some than that.
Right.
And so it seemed like the sweet Spirit of God said, what did I do when I saved you? This is what I come up with, Brother Hall. He delivered me.
Yeah.
Woo! I said, praise God. Hey, I was on the broad road to lead to destruction. And somebody said, well, I said, I wouldn't take it too hard on them sinners. I said, you might push them into hell. I will tell you, listen, how much closer they be. I lost none done without God and God convicting them. I'll tell you, that's as close as you can be. How about I'm going there? How? I'll tell you, when I called upon the name of the Lord, I'll tell you what He done. He delivered me. He took me off the broad road and put me on the straight and narrow road. I thank God. I'm telling you, and I'm no longer going towards hell, but I'm going towards hell. He delivered me from this world when He saved me. Huh? Somebody said, you're still here. Yes, I'm in the world, but I'm not out of the world anymore. Whoop, whoop. I'm telling you, God fixed it where He did. In 1952, I listened on the 19th day of July, on my mother's 21st birthday, I listened, she birthed me into this world, and she had to tell me about the birth. But thank God when I come out of church, the last Sunday night, 1963, the last Sunday night of July, 1963, I listened when I went out of church, down across the hill, across 790, I down did his lane. I had to go tell my mom what God done for me. I thank God I got to tell her. I'm a new birth. I've been born again. Birth. I get to the family of God. I've been delivered.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, man. Hey, Watch this, Brother Hall. I thank God I've got to quit. I've about worn myself out. I watch this, Brother Hall. I not only have to He deliver me from this old world, but thank God He's come to deliver me from this old body, old flesh. Thank God. One day after a while, I'll let the will suck off this old flesh. I get a glorious body. I like the Son of God. Woo! I'll tell you, we'll shout then, amen. Hey, no more sickness. Thank God, no more sin. No more storms of life. No more Satan. Thank God, we're going to a perfect place. Hallelujah. We'll be delivered for sure, amen. How do you know He's your God? Huh? I say, praise the Lord. Somebody said, preacher, you're crazy. If I am, let me go plumb off. And if they come get me and put me in a straight jacket, some of you just come and turn me loose. We ought to be so excited about Him being our Lord and our God. There was a few years ago, 1974, they were so excited that my wife watched them shouting and waving them little hankies and hollering, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. He saved me. He saved me. And shouting the praise of God. She said, them people's got something I ain't got.
Right.
Somebody said, am I supposed to shout and act undignified if I get saved? God wants you to. What if He wants? Oh, me and my wife, I'll get back over here and preach a little bit and I'll be done. Me and my wife sometimes gets a driving down the road and we'll see an old dark cloud come up. Sometimes and we'll say, reckon that's one the Lord's going to come up. Woo! Somebody said, that make me nervous. I thank God that don't make me nervous. I'm looking for Him. Amen. I thank God it's getting dark enough. I'm telling you, hey, so much sin and so much wickedness. I'm telling you, it looked like He could come and get us any time. And on its side, a child of God. Amen. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Could you? I've talked to some people. I say, I wish I could be at the cemetery when that happens. Sorry, friend. It wouldn't do you no good to be a cemetery. By the time they come up out of there, I tell you, praise God, you're going to be you're still here. You're going to be changed in a moment, a twinkle of eye. You're going to get off this old flesh. Thank God. Hey, we ain't taking these clothes with us. Thank God where we're going. We've already got some. Amen. Just to fit me. I'm telling you, if it was to happen right now, and the Father turns to His Son and say, go get them, bring them home. I'm telling you, we'll be delivered. We'll be delivered. We're out of this world and out of this flesh. I go His body like the sun. I'm telling you what a time I will have.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. That's right.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered the hearts of man the things that God's prepared for them that love Him. But watch this. Read that next verse. But the Spirit. The Spirit has enlightened us. Just a little bit.
That's right.
I've had people tell me, Brother Hall, they think I'm crazy, but they say, Brother Lockard, have you ever been to heaven? I said, well, no. They say, how you know it's there? Because He said it was. But I said, praise God, if I'd been there, I wouldn't be here. They said, what? I said, if God already took me to heaven, I wouldn't be here. But I'm telling you, that's and I know it's there because He said that it's there. Somebody said, how you know He's coming back? Because He said it was. Hey, when He walked 40 days, I'm telling you, among men, I took them out to the mount, and all of a sudden, I started going up, and just kept going up, and just kept going up, and finally, the clouds received Him out of sight. Two men in white apparel, Brother Hall, I said, you men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing at this same Jesus that you seek always coming back? I hear my man, how day He's coming. Why? To deliver us.
Amen.
Been delivered out of deadness and darkness and deception and defeat. But one of these days, Brother Bale, He's going to deliver us fully.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Somebody said, where's it at? I said, I don't know. It's somewhere up.
Yeah.
But anywhere he's at,
yeah,
it's going to be heaven.
Amen.
Just as long as I'm where he's at,
right,
everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hey, look here. Is he my Lord and my God? Is he your Lord and your God?
Amen.
Are you sure? Have you got a place you can go back to,
right,
where he changed you?
Right.
He didn't only change us. Thank God he charged us.
Yeah.
And when he charged us, he cheered us a little bit too.
Amen.
Amen. I say praise the Lord. He made a new creature out of
That's
us too.
Right.
I'm not the old man I used to be.
Right.
I heard a man sang that song back a few years ago. Not the man I used to be. I said praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm not the man I used to be.
That's right.
And I know we might still look the same. I mean, we get a little older, a little heavier, but the hair gets a little thinner. But I tell you, after saved, I went and looked and heard him preach about God giving you a new heart. And I went and looked in the mirror, and I didn't see no incision, no scar, or anything. You don't have to. He's wonderful, ain't he? Give me a new heart. Put his love in me. Got the sweet Holy Spirit inside of me.
Amen.
I say praise the Lord. You know what, Brother Hall? I'm ready, ain't you?
Amen.
Whoop, whoop. I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
But this is the thing this morning. This is the question. You say, you're Lord and you're God. Do you know for sure? Do you know for sure? Do you know for sure this morning that he's your Lord and your God? Psalmist David said, my. That's personal. Somebody said that's Old Testament. Look in John chapter number 20. That's the New Testament, ain't it? And Thomas said, he's my Lord and my God. Ain't that wonderful? But I'm telling you, he's no respecter person. If Thomas can know that, we can know it. If God fixed it where Thomas can know it, and he said, blessed are you, Thomas, as you've seen me now and you believe. But blessed are those that have not seen and yet believe.
Yes, sir.
That's me.
Amen.
That's me. But one day, I'm going to get to see him. We hear him sing that song sometime. One day I will.
Yeah.
And I believe it could be today.
Amen.
And if not today, it could be tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know about you. I'm thankful that he's my Lord and my God. Well, I went about 9 minutes over what I was going through, Brother Shepherd. But anyhow, I got it off my chest, off my heart. That's what God put on. When God burns it in, you got to burn it out.
That's right.
God burns it in, you got to burn it out. And I pray that everybody, let's stand just for a moment.